This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1791. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave, between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded September 16th, Australia, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Colombia, Cuba, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Mali, Myanmar, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Spain, Taiwan, Tunisia, Ukraine, USA unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ian B. in Australia says, I haven't heard Radio Simban 2368.5 kHz at all this month, September. I can't recall checking during the mid or later part of August either, so may be missing for a while. This was as of September 13th. Ron Howard in California replies, I had wondered if it was just poor conditions as to why I was not getting even an open carrier from them recently. My last log of Radio Simban was in mid-July, so it's currently off the air. That's the Greek ethnic station near Sydney, New South Wales, 2368.5. About the abrupt change of prime ministers in Australia from Tony Abbott to Malcolm Turnbull, Chuck Albertson in Seattle says, good riddance, but probably not going to restore Radio Australia, as Turnbull was the communications minister that presided over its almost demise. John Filiozzi in New York agrees, different leopard, same spots. More reports of the clandestine Radio Biafra on 15560. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain says heard September 10th in English. Starting at 1826, he tuned in, however, at 1800, and there was open carrier only until they finally started modulating. So they certainly have their problems getting the program on the air. Jari Savonainen in Finland reports to Shortwave Bulletin back on September 3rd. At 1829, choral music, local language comments. 1835, an English segment of about 5 minutes with Radio Biafra announcements and talk of human rights in Biafra. It was a good signal and on the exact frequency, as far as I can tell. September 14th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the 18 to 20 UT transmission, presumably via France on 15560, was plus DRM mode. Not sure exactly what he means by that, if it was really being transmitted in DRM as well as AM, or was it interference? Last week we also had a report about the Radio Fides in Bolivia suddenly appearing 100 kHz below its former frequency. And here it's been confirmed by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, September 9th at 21:40. He had Radio Fides 10 Hz below 6055. It was parallel to the web stream, but the radio signal was about 45 seconds ahead. Nothing at all on 6155, which was slightly on the high side lately. And it seems to sign off much earlier than before, somewhere between 2234 and 2257. Yet another Brazilian 60-meter band station reactivated and reported by Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso via Hardcore DX. It's Radio Metrologia Paulista on 4845. He says, I just heard it at 2315 UT on September 9th. However, Radio Cultura da Cidade de Manaus was also on the frequency, since the Amazonas state is 1 hour behind Brasilia time. Only one of them was carrying A Voz do Brasil. That is, the Manaus station was running it after 23 UT, while the meteorological so-called station reactivated was playing a game of some sort at that time, having already run A Voz do Brasil an hour earlier. Although I've not been checking every night lately in the past week, I'm glad to say that when I have checked, I'm no longer hearing those terrible distorted spurs from 11780 Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, at 35 kHz intervals more or less, such as September 15th at 0600. However, The fundamental frequency is now splattering out more than before to 20 or even 25 kilohertz each side, which is also unacceptable and likely to interfere with many different stations. Not to be confused with Bhutan on about the same frequency, but PBS Yunnan China 6035 reports from Ron Howard in California as of September 10th at 13 UT. It seems they have changed their top-of-the-hour identification format. He was having a hard time making it out, but fortunately it was also monitored by Mauno Ritola and by Dave Valko. According to him, using a Perseus in Brisbane, the ID is Yunnan Radio and Television International, the voice Shangri-La. And before the English ID by the man announcer, the woman mentions SW, presumably followed by the frequency in Chinese. Since we broke the news last week that La Voz de Tu Conciencia Colombia had reactivated 6010, there have been several other reports. Daniel Williams in Brazil heard it September 10th at midnight 40, mentioning their website, fuerzadepaz.com. September 11th at 0620, I could even hear it on 6010.1 inside a motel room in Santa Rosa, New Mexico. Manuel Mendez in Spain had it on the 13th of September, before and after 05 UT, but a very weak signal. John Cooper in Pennsylvania, reporting to the NASA flash sheet, reported it tentatively September 8th at 0938, as well as on the 9th. And Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania, September 12th and 13th, before and after 0500. Their sibling station on 5910 still has not come back, although in my September 11th log, the ID mentioned both that and 6010, Alcaravan Radio and La Voz de Tu Conciencia. At the very end of last week's show, we had a last-minute item about Cuba being heard on 6870. Chris Smolensky in Maryland followed up that it turned out definitely to identify as Radio Havana, Cuba, but we can't figure out what they would be doing on 6870, also reported by several others on the HF Underground Forum. Possibly it's some kind of mixing product I have yet to figure out. This was on September 9th into UT September 10th. About the station based in Finland, Radio Space Shuttle International, as we mentioned last week, was attempting to do its final broadcast via Bulgaria, Sunday, September 6th at 19 to 20 UT on 13600, but it didn't happen. So we heard from Dick Spacewalker that he was going to try again the following Sunday, September 13th at 19 to 20, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says there was no signal. Dick Spacewalker said he was trying to kill bad old space shuttle finally. It seems that All India Radio can change frequencies from one day to the next, presumably by mistake. Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad says that the Bhopal transmitter was on 7440 instead of 7430, September 13th at 0615. He'll sign off at 0932. And of course, Lucknow is also on 7440 at the same time. The next day, Bhopal was back on 7430. Furthermore, Wojtech Zaremba in Poland tells us about a one-time frequency of All India Radio in Russian. September 14th, tuning in at 1640, they were on 15050. But on September 15th, they were on 9595 instead. Another very welcome reactivation to report this week, RRI Makassar, Indonesia, 4750, first reported by Ron Howard in California, September 10th. He was looking for this following a report the previous day from Atsunori Ishida of an NID RRI on that frequency. He was only getting the other two occupants of 4750, Bangladesh and China, on September 10th. But September 11th, Ron Howard says, it did seem to be three stations mixing together. Very difficult to be positive. At times it sounded like the Jakarta News. Conditions vary a lot on a daily basis. Ron Howard kept monitoring, and on September 12th, he says much better reception. of ROI Makassar at 11:14 to 12:31. Three stations mixing together. By 11:59, ROI was much clearer with theme music and Jakarta news at 1200 to 12:31. I hope this continues to improve. Certainly very nice to have them back. And Ron Howard adds, it'll be interesting to try to hear if they still carry any English programs. In the past, they had one. Sometimes Kangaroo Indonesia, but other times their own English program on Tuesdays from about 1230 to 1300. Then on September 14th, Ron Howard says at 12 UT, best reception since their reactivation. Jakarta News till 1228, playing the patriotic song Garuda Pancasila. It was parallel to Palangkaraya 3324.88, Merauke 3905, and Wamena 4869.88. This is also reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, September 12th at 2200, a carrier with traces of music, maybe it's RRI Makassar. It was 50 hertz below 4750, while Qinghai, China is stronger, just 10 hertz below 4750. Of course, Bangladesh is also to be looked out for, approximately on the exact frequency. Wolfgang Büschel checked them all September 13th at 1345 via remote receiver in Queensland and finding a very bad audio mixture at 1432. Bangladesh, Hilar, China, 7 hertz below 4750, and the strongest signal down under, Makassar, which then was 53 hertz below 4750. September 16th at 1200, I was getting only one station, slightly on the low side of 4750, and it was in Indonesian. If you're hearing this in time, the 30-watt Italian pirate, grandiosely titled Marconi Radio International, planned another broadcast around 11390 kilohertz Saturday, September 19th, from approximately 1230 to 1430 UT. Another Italian pirate has been widely reported, thanks to apparently to tipping off a number of listeners, called Radio Latino on 7590. All these reports are from Saturday, September 12th, around 1733 UT, heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain, as well as Jose Miguel Romero, also in Spain. Dave Kenny in England had a clear but weak signal at 1745 with music and multilingual IDs, and also reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria at 1840 UT, September 12th. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal comments on the modulation problems at Radio Mali, 5995, the morning frequency signing on about 06 UT, and the day frequency 9635. This has been going on for years. The audio level steps up for moments. It seems to become a signature from Radio Mali, for we may have almost zero modulation, or then it's terribly weak while it increases during the following program. 6165 is an interesting frequency now in our mornings around 12 UT. In the Ontario DX Association, Carly Forsyth in Wisconsin reports, Tazin Radio Burma, at 11:50 in Burmese with Western light pops and ballads and a phone call. After 1200, it was fair, but mixing with CNR6 in China, September 7th. John Cooper in Pennsylvania, Master Flashheed, was also getting something here, but couldn't be sure which one. I was listening on September 16th. After 12 UT, and was getting two stations mixing. By 13, one was a bit stronger, but again, I couldn't be sure which was which. If you can get enough of the talk, the Burmese language has quite a distinctive sound. However, beware, because India and Vietnam are also listed on 6165 during the Asian evenings. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1791. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. There can be no thanks for financial support, as nothing further was received this week by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via Richard Lemke and Craig Christ, here's a note from Eric van Villigen of the mighty KBC in the Netherlands. For our listeners across the pond, Uncle Eric is testing Saturday, September 26th, between 23 and 24 UT on 7395. The normal broadcast follows that immediately, UT Sunday at midnight to 3 on 7375. Reports are wanted for that earlier hour on 7395. The regular broadcast, of course, is via Now in Germany, but he's not saying the transmitter site for the experimental. Again, that's Saturday, September 26th at 23 on 7395. September 16th was a special day, not only in Enid and Malaysia and Mexico, but in Papua New Guinea. Ron Howard reminds us it's the 40th anniversary of independence from Australia, so there might have been some special transmissions, perhaps reactivations of some of the silent regional Papua New Guinea stations. And how about One Talk Radio Lite? Ron Howard says, I've not heard any trace of them. 40 hertz below 7325, even with the absence temporarily of China from 7325 between 10 and 13 UT. I tuned in a little too late on the 16th when China had already come back on. In Australia, Ian B. says, at my noisy location, nothing but noise on the 90-meter band, but something on 3905. Could it be NBC New Ireland at 1120? No, it turned out to be the Indonesian at 1216. Ian B. in NSW says, shortwave from Papua New Guinea is certainly becoming more difficult. I thought there might have been at least one shortwave broadcast from one of the provincial NBC Kindu stations, but no such luck. But I can almost guarantee there will be more from NBC on shortwave in the future, maybe even a surprise. So don't be disappointed if you're not hearing much at the moment. I assume he's referring to plans for brand new high-power transmitters in Port Moresby, if not more relays via Australia. It seems that SIBC, Voice of the Nation, Solomon Islands 5020, is cutting off the air automatically at 12 UT. I think I just caught the tail end of it on September 16th, but anyway, it's much too close to a much stronger and growing signal from Cuba on 5025. Ron Howard in California says reception varies there greatly day by day. He had good reception on September 9th at 1000. With a newscast, later a music show with a DJ in Pigeon, Dedications Hotline at 11:43. Now on September 13th, there was an anomaly. They were on their alternate frequency, not on 5020, but he heard them on 9545 between 08:49 and 10:33, mostly in Solomon Pigeon. Messages about educational training, Bible reading, activities of Parliament, and so forth. An ad in English for building supplies, along with the news at 1000 UT. Fair reception during the entire time. But the next day, September 14th as well as 15th, they were back on 5020. Agustino Losada in Spain says the Radio Exterior de España mystery has been solved. According to the AER webpage, a comment by Pedro Sedano explains all the strange stuff on sudden and non-expected broadcast in English or Arabic from REE. It seems it's related to possible overtimes during football matches broadcast during the Tablero Deportivo. If finally there is not a necessity of overtime, as had been planned, the broadcast continues with the normal REE program with programs in Arabic and English, as we heard only once, English at 2230 UT. There's also info about the lack of signal on several frequencies during the last episode of storms at the end of summer over the Iberian Central Plateau. Well, I say we in the English-speaking world deserve a better reason for broadcasting to us than that. About the earlier interruptions in transmission, there were strong electrical storms between August 31st and September 2nd. And he says another reason for missing frequencies is that they had to return two of the transmitters to the USA for adjustments. One of them, as of this writing, was back in Spain, so that could explain some of the frequencies missing. This really doesn't make sense to me. I can't imagine them shipping entire transmitters back to the USA for adjustments. Maybe they're just doing that to a component. Keith Perron of PCJ Radio International in Taiwan tells us, effective September 4th, PCJ Radio is banned in China. They did have a distribution deal with the Shanghai Media Group, broadcasting on 18 radio stations, including in Beijing, Dalian, Guangzhou, and others. But the State Administration of Press, Publications, Radio, Film, and Television ordered the Shanghai Group to no longer distribute content from PCJ Radio International. This had to do with a report broadcast August 12th on Focus Asia Pacific, filed by a freelancer who is also a full-time correspondent for ABC News Australia, on corruption within the Central Committee in Beijing. However, he says our programs will still be made available to listeners in China through other forms of distribution. This also affects programs from our Chinese language service. Rafael Martinez in Catalonia reports via the Pleiades Group that Radio Tunis, Chaîne Internationale, Tunisia 963 kHz has a new schedule for foreign language services, which I gather get out pretty well across the Mediterranean, 1403 to 1430 in English, then German until 15, in the evenings Italian at 19 to 1930, and Spanish at 1930 to 2000. He was hearing Italian and Spanish with a good signal in the evenings. And they're broadcasting now 24 hours on medium wave instead of off the air for 4 hours overnight, 963 kHz. Kai Ludwig in Germany says there's large-scale transmitter switch-offs in Ukraine, effective September 9th. According to the NRCU website, FM distribution of UR1 is limited to regional centers. UR2 and UR3 are transmitted only in Kyiv anymore, and 549 kHz takes a break between 14 and 18 hours local time. The reason, a large budget cut, and there may be more to it. Walt Samaniv in BC says, I wonder whether this will or has affected the WRMI relays in English of Radio Ukraine International. About World of Radio scheduling on WBCQ. Arriving just a bit too late for me to tell you on last week's show is confirmation of a new time and frequency. UT Fridays at 0100 on 9330. That's Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Time. This was supposed to start on September 11th, but unfortunately the transmitter was off the air that date. It was back on the air the following UT Tuesday, and we assume this new broadcast can begin on September 18th. That's UT Fridays 01 on 9330. Unfortunately, it seems World of Radio has been missing for one reason or another from the Area 51 shortwave broadcast 5110 UT Mondays at 0300. But keep trying at that hour or later in the evening. I've heard and reported several times recently the 1190 station in the St. Louis market, KQQZ, obviously running day power of 10 kilowatts at night instead of the authorized 22 watts, and now someone in Manitoba has also heard them. This prompted Rick Dow in Omaha, Nebraska, to comment on the NRC AM list. KQQZ has been using the cool killer country slogan and cheating like crazy at night since at least September 26, 2011, when I logged in just before 11:30 p.m. local, and probably long before then. They blocked my chances of hearing anything new to the southeast at sunrise. It's high time that someone, maybe at WOWO Fort Wayne, if we contacted their engineering department, maybe it's time someone ratted out KQQZ to the FCC, methinks, says Rick Dow. In the British TX Club, Alan Pennington says WEGP, Presque Isle, Maine, is reported back on the air on 1390 by Alan Willey in Newfoundland, who heard it with EWTN network IDs and promos, according to Facebook, September 10th. WEGP was the most regular catch on 1390 here in the UK, with its slogan, The Talk of the County, until it went silent in March this year pending being sold. FCC now lists it as a non-commercial educational station, still with 25 kilowatts daytime power and 10 kilowatts nighttime, with, I believe, a favorable pattern toward Europe. It is now carrying the non-commercial Catholic programming of the Presence Radio Network, but includes some from Global Catholic Radio, EWTN. People keep hearing KXOL 1660 from Utah, despite its license having been canceled. Bill on ABDX of Radio Time Traveler Blogspot says, I passed through southeastern Utah and listened to 1660. Nothing on daytime ground wave, a bit too far for Brigham City, but skywave at night was strong right after sunset. They identify as La Raza, which is what KXOL identified as, and I conclude that is indeed what is still on the air. There is also another Spanish-speaking station, presumably KTIQ, out of Merced, California. The latest FCC database still shows KXOL as deleted. DKXOL, LICAN, license canceled. No new applications are apparent. I'm at a loss to understand why they are still on the air. I love a mystery. Dennis Gibson in California replies, not very smart. It had a suspension of operations special temporary authorization. It was off, but did not get back on for more than a year, which caused the deletion. Now that it is not licensed, it is on. Now some unidentifieds. Tim Tromp in West Michigan reported in ABDX, an open carrier on 702 kilohertz for half an hour as of 0249 UT, September 12th. Does not seem to be transatlantic, so could be a faulty transmitter somewhere in North America. He was also hearing it at 1000 UT. It's been around for a couple of days. From Italy, Antonello Napolitano tells me, yesterday, September 15th, from 1925 to 1930, on 5980, I heard a French lesson translated from English into French, and a show in English presented by both male and female, starting at 1928. But it went off the air at 1930, good reception without interference. Which station is it? Well, nothing appears in the lists. 11705 on ID reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, September 13th at 21:30, with a rock concert direct. Although that kind of programming seems unlikely, it's apparently WHRI Angel 2, which Ivo Ivanov Bulgaria reports moved from 15:530 to 11705 as of September 6th, Sundays only between 21 and 22 UT. Finally, via Mike Parajo, some financial news from irdirect.net about the sale price of the R.L. Drake Company. Blonder Tongue Laboratories, on August 14th this year, had a filing revealing their purchase cost of R.L. Drake, one-time maker of great shortwave radios. It was approximately $7 million. The propagation outlook for Mulder, geomagnetic field largely unsettled to active, with minor G1 storm periods likely, October 1st, 5th, 6th, and 8th. Major storm periods possible, October 4th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4, September 24th. 18 and 5, October 1st, 6th, and 8th. And 25 and 6 on October 4th. Solar flux dropping from 100 September 16th to only 80 on September 28th and back up to 100 by October 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1791.